I made all of the freaking mistakes. I charged too low for too long. I worked for crappy clients for too long. I wasted time with clients who were going nowhere. And I'm just trying to speed up the process for you.
Hey everyone, I'm Emily Reagan, and you've discovered Unicorns Unite. This is a podcast for freelancers, service providers, virtual assistants, and curious listeners who would like to experience the freedom and flexibility of working virtually. We're the magic makers, movers, and shakers, and the real people doing the work behind the scenes of online businesses. Welcome to Unicorns Unite.
Hey, this episode is sponsored by my very own digital marketers workgroup. Yeah, I can sponsor myself. Get your applications in our exclusive membership that gives you training, support, and the job opportunities you need to build experience and command premium rates as a service provider is opening soon. The end of March, beginning of April, the Digital Marketers Workgroup will open to new members. Now, here's the thing. You need to be solid in your services. You need to have a pricing guide, a website, a portfolio, something that sells your services. And you need to be confident that you could get the client, because this is not a course. This is a community. Every month we have advanced trainings. We help each other with feedback, support. We help you with troubleshooting, but we're really there to encourage and refer each other. The link to apply is in the show notes. We only open a few times a year. Right now, the cost is $47 a month, well worth 1 hour of client work a month. You can do this. I'll see you inside. Hey, welcome back to the show. I'm your host, Emily Reagan, a fellow freelancer, a sheep-a-doodle mom, a mid-size, midlife mom of four. I'm glad you found this episode. I'm very passionate about helping women start businesses that give them the freedom and flexibility to work from home. Sometimes it can be a side hustle. Sometimes it can be a part-time thing, but it can also turn into a full-time job, an agency, or an employee position, which we're all different. We all want different things out of life, but you just never know what will happen when you dust yourself off, give yourself relevant skills, and make a big pivot. And I love helping the freelancers in my community. I have a group called the Digital Marketers Workgroup. It is a tight-knit community of marketing specialists, virtual assistants, marketing coordinators, and managers. I love seeing where they're all taking their businesses. We're all so different. So I offer coaching calls inside the work group for a reduced rate. You can always book a call with me and I can help you in your business. But I meet with a lot of work group members particularly. They are my favorite people because they're serious. They're already doing the client work and they just need help focusing on the prize and the next action steps to get to where they want. For a lot of us, that dream is, I'm going to just start calling it the premium service provider. Although I feel like I'm stealing that term from my friend Brittany McBean. So I need to come up with another idea. If you have one, let me know. She has a course, by the way, called the Premium Proposal, which is pretty dang amazing. It can help you present yourself well. But I mean, that's really what we're going after. We are trying to be premium and we're trying to get there because then we get to charge the most. We get to work with the best clients and we get to work on the services we love. And what does this give us? It helps us not have to max out our capacity. So when we're charging premium, we don't have to keep adding more hours. And I think that's key. So I'm going to link to Brittany's premium proposal training because I am an affiliate. Let's put that in the show notes because that is one aspect. But this other aspect is really narrowing in your positioning, where you're at, and how you present yourself. And then I get on calls with work group members to talk about what their marketing assets look like and to work through issues going on in their business. So I want to cover the six different things I see going on the most when I do these calls. So you might be able to work through some of it on your own. But I have to tell you, the positioning thing is key. This is why I'm so adamant about shedding the title of virtual assistant as soon as possible. Keeping that title will keep your pay rate stuck. We have two bonus trainings coming if you enroll in this cycle of the work group. We are doing a brand positioning workshop with my friend Jess Brooks. She's a copywriter. She's really, really good. We strategize a lot. She helps me out in my business and we've collaborated on other clients. She's going to come in and help us nail basically the top half of our website. Because if you have the above the fold, you know how to speak about yourself, you get that part nailed down, the rest becomes so much easier. And then we're going to follow up with my friend Tracy Patterson, another copywriter and sales coach, about how to write that Work With Me page. So those are two bonuses if you apply for the work group and you get in and you join on time and you don't miss this enrollment cycle, we will help you get to that premium level. And that's where we start. We've been having trainings inside the work group to help my freelancers create better marketing assets, because this is what I see happen. We jump in, we book our first clients, and then we never look back. And we never take the time to up level some of our own positioning and some of our own assets so that we do attract bigger clients, clients who value us, who pay more. When we are ready to do those project rates, which we talked about on an earlier episode, this becomes a problem because now you're not positioned as an expert if you're still looking like a generalist. So I do these coaching calls with a lot of our work group members. The cool thing is that they get a perk of half off. Most freelancers need eyes on their packages and they need eyes on their positioning. And I want to go over the six mistakes I really see. Mistakes might not be quite the right word, but let's just call it that. So first of all, if you're listening to this and you offer marketing services, please apply for the work group right now because we are in an open enrollment. This is your last chance to get in at our very low rate of $47 a month. After this, we are closing the doors. And the only way to get in is if you've taken my Unicorn Digital Marketing Assistant School on the self-paced program. You can get in. Don't worry. I'm always here to support your business. But doors are closing to the public. And then we are going to be doubling our rates and we're going to be annual dues only. So get your application in now. That's all I got to say. Like, it's a legit big change. We're going to be restructuring the offer, the accountability, and what some of the things look like inside the work group, because I'm realizing that freelancers need more help and we aren't all in a position to join a 30K mastermind, right? Okay, so let's talk about these packages. Well, this is a doozy. I think sometimes we just need somebody on the outside to take a look. And it's not always about affirmation and approval, but it's just this fear of like, what are we missing out? What are we forgetting? What are we not seeing because we're in it so deep, right? I think that expression goes, when you're inside the bottle, you can't read the label. That is the beauty of being in a community like the work group. When you are around other freelancers who are also doing the work, they'll think of things, they'll see things, they'll also refer you. You stay top of mind if somebody's looking for a freelancer who offers the services that you do. So there's so many things that come with a good community. I think one of the biggest overarching mistakes I see is freelancers who think they just hide behind a keyboard and the clients come to them. You do have to put yourself out there. You do need to show your face. I don't mean dancing on social media. I mean networking and being seen and being in the right rooms. It's always magical when we get in the right rooms. When people can see what we're capable of, when they meet us, they just build that know, like, trust factor even quicker. But to have clients shouting your name, like, that's really powerful. And so it becomes this catch-22. Like, how do you get more people shouting your name? How do you get more clients? How do you get in bigger rooms? It kind of reminds me of a volleyball team. I used to play volleyball, soccer every night of the week before I had children. And we were always adding new players to the team, testing people out, trying to see what would be the best combination. We were always working to up-level. And we're kind of doing that with our clients and our services anyway. It's like different reiterations. We're evolving. We're getting smarter. We're gaining clarity. We're like nailing things down. We're niching. We're specializing. We're increasing our rates. Sometimes you work with a dream client and you realize like they're not so great. Think about that guy we added to our team, Garrett. He was a good hitter, but he was kind of an asshole. So we didn't want him on our team. We'd rather actually play down than play with Garrett. The clients are like that too. So I go over these packages. I'm really good at tearing them apart. I mean that with all the love because it's nice to have fresh eyes, but it's also nice to have somebody look at them who has done the work herself, who knows what she's talking about, because that's where I see the biggest holes. So for my first tip is not being specific enough. The devil's in the details. Is that even a saying? Well, I hope it is. Your detail shows your level of confidence. So when I see packages that are so vague, I have an alarm go off in my head and it tells me this service provider does not know what they are doing. and that does not give me trust, right? So it comes down to little things. I'll come up with a specific example, but you have to go down to the level of detail. What are the exact deliverables in quantities? What are the timelines? That's so much trust. Because I mean, think about what's happening. There's a lot of business owners let down by service providers who say they'll do something and they don't. So you set the timeline. You show what that, when that outcome and that result can be expected. Also, is things that are not included. When I see a social media manager talking about, oh, we'll do 4 posts a week. Like, what is that? What does that mean? Are you doing the copywriting? Are you doing the graphic design? Are you doing the video editing? Are you writing the caption? Like, I have no idea. It's so vague. It's not specific enough. And it makes me think like, oh, you haven't done this before. Because we all know a carousel takes a lot longer to create and write than a static post or a quote card. You know, gathering a testimonial, that takes work. That takes a client organized. Like, you don't know what you're walking into if you're not specific enough. And then we get mismatched on our expectations. And that's when the client and the service provider get off the happy path together. And I think that's why there's a lot of business owners disappointed. When they sign up, they probably had their own version of what that would include, what that proposal included, what that project included. And the service provider probably had something else. So what is the saying? Clear is kind. Be specific. Show that you've done the work before. Okay, number two, inside these packages. So just for emphasis, I teach creating a services and pricing guide. This is kind of a blend between your portfolio, like a one sheet resume CV you might create, but your end goal is to have multiple pages. And I'll get more into this later. And I do teach this in the Unicorn Digital Marketing Assistant School. But one of the mistakes I see in overall marketing and the services guide on the websites, in social media bios, is just not being positioned as an expert. One of the biggest mistakes people make is having too many and very unrelated services altogether. So the other day, I was doing a coaching call with somebody who wanted to help course creators. And so we were just making sure all of the services aligned for that audience and that type of digital product. There's no need to add in getting brand partnerships or podcast editing, because we haven't even brought that up with the other services. What makes sense is to have a next step sister services. So if you are offering course creation and course support, that could mean trimming and clipping video, right? That's related, but that doesn't mean you're going to go on full on video production and produce sizzle reels. You know, that's too unrelated. Another thing would be you do social media and then you have an offer for a full website design. It's like not the same thing and it doesn't quite look good together. Now, what I would tell you to do is put that full website design on its own little landing page and say, hey, whenever you come across somebody who would be a good fit and you feel like doing it as a passion project, do it. Cut your chops, get the experience, but don't put that in your main services offering. Keep your services positioned to be niche down and think premium. I'm a premium service provider. You have to think expert. And with that said, I have to repeat myself here. Claim a job title on your services guide, in your Instagram bio, online. Like, I want you to call yourself something smart, something other than virtual assistant. Okay, this third tip is really, really big. And I know it's next level marketing, but it's really important that we all learn sales and messaging. And copywriting is sales and written word. We've had some really good episodes with copywriters here on the show. I have a whole blog dedicated to resources to learning copywriting. And I can even make referrals for copywriting courses if you need a more hands-on interactive experience. I have a few suggestions there. But you have to bring an element of copywriting into everything you do. I don't just mean on the discovery call, like selling your services hardcore or cold outreach or all of that. The number one rule in copywriting is that you sell the benefit and not the feature. So you do this for your clients. We're not buying 85 training modules in the Unicorn Digital Marketing Assistant School. My students are buying the chance, the opportunity to build a business that gives them time freedom, flexibility, where they can charge higher hourly rates and make money. They don't care how many training videos and support docs and all of that. I mean, that information is good later in a sales copy, but we have to sell the outcome. And this is what will separate yourself. Be outcome focused, be results focused. So back to the social media manager. Oh, I post 6 posts a week. You're putting a number behind it, but I'm like, so what? You're basically turning yourself into a commodity or somebody who can be replaced by AI or anyone else who charges cheaper than you. If you are not focusing on the outcome and what you truly bring to the table, you are not going to separate yourselves from virtual assistants that don't charge much or the new people. How are you an expert at this? So when you come in outcome focused, it makes a big difference. So let me show you an example. Instead of I post 6 posts a week for you, what does a client really want out of it? And it can change depending on your type of client. Maybe they're using Instagram to sell. Maybe they're using Instagram to warm up their leads. Maybe they're trying to grow an audience. But what is the outcome of posting 6 times a week? It's so that you're showing up consistently, your fan base is growing and they're falling in love with you. Publish content by publish content, right? Post by post, reel by reel, story by story. So I'm helping you show up consistently in your business so you don't have to stress about it and so that your audience is nurtured and falling in love with you. That is the outcome. And you can change that outcome to be whatever your client wants. Like, this is why it's so important to gather that intel and really know who your ideal client is. It's not going to be the same for everybody. One of my mastermind members put me on the spot yesterday and asked what my social media strategy, and it's an attraction strategy. I am trying to get new eyeballs. I am trying to create awareness. I am not in a selling cycle right now. Although my work group is open, it's really not for everybody. I don't push it hard on social, but you will see me doing this attraction strategy in my social so that when we open the doors to the live program of the Unicorn Digital Marketing Assistant School, the strategy will change. Then I'm selling. Then I'm pushing people toward the email list. I'm pushing people toward the webinars and all of that. Listen, it's not about the number. It's not about the tool you're using. It's about the outcome you're providing. You don't need to spend $2,000 on another course. You don't have $30,000 to spend on a mastermind. So where do you go if you are in the messy middle of owning and running and operating a service-based business? You come to the Digital Marketers Workgroup. This is an exclusive membership that provides the training and the support and the job opportunities to get to the freelancer holy land, where you're working with dreamy clients, commanding premium rates, but you're not sacrificing your schedule and your time. You still have time with your loved ones. The Digital Marketers Workgroup can help you get there, especially if you feel stuck, if you feel like you're jockeying way too many clients and you need help really niching down and positioning yourself as the go-to expert. Get your applications in now for the workgroup because we are opening again at the end of March, beginning of April. When you join now, you'll get access to our brand positioning workshop and the Work With Me page writing workshop, both happening in April. We have amazing guest speakers coming throughout the summer. This is your time to really hone in on your business, prioritize your work instead of always bending over backward for your clients. The link to apply is below. We want your business set up. We want you confident in your client work, able to take on clients. Apply now and we'll be in touch. Back to the show. The fourth thing that my freelancers and unicorns struggle with the most in their business is boundaries. And this comes up in very many ways. And so I promise to do a boundaries episode very soon, but it usually comes down to two things. Clients that they're not charging enough, the scope has gotten too big, they're too available, they're too accessible to these clients. And usually it's those first beginning clients that they started with and they feel crazy loyal to and they're afraid to get rid of. But the problem with that Because when you're outgrowing clients, when they're not going to be paying your new rates, it mathematically makes no sense to keep those clients around at a smaller rate. When you're providing more, you're getting bigger results with these other newer clients at your new rate. And I know we feel like insanely loyal. That's also why I created the work group. You can pass those clients on to newer unicorns who are just starting. You can pass them off to somebody you trust who can handle that service. It is up to you to make the business moves that you need to shed clients and shed services that are not serving your greater mission, your greater purpose, your vision for your business. If you are stuck doing, I'll just call it low-level tasks, tasks that are not in your judgery zone, that you don't want to be known for, you are wasting your time. And this is what freelancers tend to do. They waste their time with the wrong services, the wrong clients for too long. So be a big girl business owner, let those clients go, increase your rates. We have a whole episode based on that, or pass them off. It's okay to outgrow and it's okay to move on from clients and still love them. And I've had clients come back to me later, pay my rates or do strategy calls because they valued me so much. The fifth mistake, it's kind of tying it all in together, is just not working on your own business. I mean, hello, we want the billable hours. That's why we don't always do those things, right? We get started so quickly, like I was talking about, and then we don't build the website. We don't start the Instagram. We don't put effort into our services and pricing guide. You have to put effort into these things when you're ready to up-level as a service provider, but it's a gradual and it takes time and you're going to be revising it. So start even if it's a little bit messy, because what I don't want to happen is this huge opportunity comes your way. I mean, we've posted some pretty big business owner, seven-figure business owner jobs and leads and opportunities in our work group, and you're not ready for it. And then you're scrambling. Worst feeling in the world. You are not prepared. Your job is to be prepared for when that dream client comes so you can jump on the opportunity and not be trying to build something shitty from scratch at the last minute. Okay, I know we're all guilty of that. It can happen. You have to work on your own business. You need to put effort. I will tell you, I need to be careful what I say. I've had some people share some designs with me. And not always in my work group, sometimes outside the work group, I'll have people pop into my DMs and try to pick my brain. And it's hard. I got to keep my boundaries up. But I've seen some pretty ugly stuff out there. Sometimes I take the time to give feedback. Sometimes I'm like, book a call. I'm not saying this is open invitation to do that right now. But I can think of one person recently who shared a design. And I just said, hey, that really doesn't look premium. I think if you put a little bit more effort into it, I think your higher prices would better reflect what you want to charge, right? And what did I get from her? Pushback. Well, I was just trying to do this and list this. And I'm like, okay. So you're not receptive to bringing your A game. That's what I got. And if you're not bringing an A game to your business, I'm not saying you have to have all of the assets, but if you're not bringing an A game, that tells me you're not going to bring an A game to my business if I were your client. Never going to refer you, and I'm never going to hire you. I'm never going to sign a contract with you, and that's done. It's so closed-minded. You've got to think about that. And I think that's like, God, I hope you're not flipping that in your head and feeling very, oh my gosh, pressure to get it right. But I think that's why you focus on one main thing right now, and it's probably your services and pricing guide. What you send out in the email when you have a hot job lead and a referral, hey, here's my guide. You can take a look at this and book a call with me. Like, that's probably the most important asset you can create, not a website, not a perfect social. But by all means, whatever you choose to go all in, do it well. Don't spread yourself thin trying to do all of the things and be on TikTok doing it poorly, because that's not going to make you the premium service provider. You got to put work into your business. This is really kind of molding into my number six. I'm really kind of blending these together. I said, you've got to look premium and you've got to represent your service as well. If it's confusing, if it's not professional, if it gives me any little inkling that you might not be the best at this, that I should go with someone else, you're done. I mean, it's competitive out there. I think that's why this work group is so powerful, because we can get eyes on each other. I mean, you have to be open to feedback, fresh eyes, constructive criticism. You have to present yourself well. And I'm not saying you need to be all like on a TEDx stage, completely professional and put together. You're still allowed to be yourself, but you got to present well. And that comes to discovery calls too. When you're on there, you better have a professional background. You better have good lighting and not be backlit. I can remember getting on a call with a student where it was so dark, all I saw was her floating head, and I was so distracted, and I couldn't believe that she showed up on a call like that. And I know I'm relatable, I'm friends, but I'm also the person who's going to be referring you. And so you still have to impress your peers. You still need to show up with a certain level of professionalism in other Facebook groups, not whining. I mean, there's a reason people come to me. They don't like the Facebook groups that have 40,000 VAs who are all cutthroat. Like, I get it, but you can't be whining in one group and expect to book clients in another. Like, professionalism, premiumness, is that a word? I'm like notorious for making up words. That has to go across all channels. One of the things I just interviewed for a later podcast, Helen Polisi for TikTok, and we were laughing about the millennial pause. When you start your videos, don't do the awkward pause. I see some of my service providers doing short form video and showing up, and I'm like applauding you. I know that's so big. Now it's time to get better. I mean, I'm not perfect either, but now it's time to get better and nail in our speaking, our messaging. It's time to eliminate filler words. It's time to get to that next level. And I'm not talking about like Tony Robbins level, but as professional as possible for you and your brand and whatever that looks like. My brand is way different than my friend Ashley Chanel. She's very high end. You get that when you go on her landing page, you see how she dresses. Like, I know, like, brands can still be different. So I'm going to have my friend Alicia Lincoln back on the show to talk about image, because I feel like this is something that is hard to talk about and not hurt people's feelings. I'm kind of dancing around it right now, but it's also important. Showing up in photos, wearing colors that you look good and feel good in, all of that like changes your energy. And as a service provider, at some level, you're going to need to invest in yourself with some of that. And I'm not saying you need a $3,000 photo shoot, but you might need to take $300 and get your local family photographer to get a couple good headshots. You're showing your clients what you believe with your own marketing assets. And it can come in stages. It truly can. Okay, so if I were to recap these six things, usually that they appear the most in packages, but you can see how packages dictate everything. When you get your offer nailed down, you know exactly how to present yourself, what to charge, what's included, what's not included. The rest becomes easy. You can create the marketing assets. You can create the services and pricing guide, the portfolio. You can start showing up on social media. You can whip out the website. You can do all of those things, but we really need to figure out services and pricing and move from there. Okay, so the six mistakes I see: not being specific enough, not being positioned as an expert, not being outcome focused, not having boundaries, standing up for yourself, not working in your own business, which that can include networking, by the way, showing up in events. You know, you don't just rely on the leads from the work group to fall in your lap. Like, you do need to do prospecting and marketing for yourself. Do you have to do it 24/7? No. Maybe a couple of days a month. And six, you've got to look premium and represent your services professionally. That was a lot. That was a lot. I'm here to help you. I'm looking out for you, because dang it, I didn't do this when I was starting out. You know, I didn't do this. I didn't have this type of coaching. I didn't have this kind of help. I didn't have this kind of community or insight. I made all the freaking mistakes. I charged too low for too long. I worked for crappy clients for too long. I wasted time with clients who were going nowhere. And I'm just trying to speed up the process for you. And if this is where you're at, if your business is set up, you can take on clients now. If you are clear on a few services and you would like to build from that, If you are a virtual assistant, a marketing assistant, a creative specialist, a launch manager, you should join our Digital Marketers Work Group, where we can continue this conversation and look out for each other and get better with our businesses so we can get to premium holy land. We're working through this messy middle or we're figuring things out, but let's speed up the process so we don't burn out and so we actually are profitable. That's my goal. That's my goal for all of you. Apply. The link is below. If you found this episode helpful at all, please let's continue the conversation over in my free Facebook group. You can tag me on Instagram. You can send me a DM. I would love to hear from you. And I know it was a little tough love. It's a little tough love, but it's time. If you're listening to this, it's time. And when I refer you, I want to feel so proud and confident about the freelancer, the service provider I'm putting in front of my friends. And I want you to nail it and not waste your own time. And I want you to be prepared because that dream client is coming. All right. So get your applications in for the work group and I'll see you in the next episode. Thanks for joining me. If you want to start earning income as a digital marketing service provider or digital marketing assistant, you only need your laptop. You can tap into what online business owners really need help with by downloading my top 10 most requested tasks. These are the services I did for years for my clients behind the scenes. You can take this download and apply it to your own business and start by offering these very same services. If you want to niche down in digital marketing, this is your guide. Just use the link in the show notes or go to emilyreaganpr.com/services. If it's not the cat, it's not the kids, it's the dog. I'm just trying to record an episode and it's just like squeaky door city. I can't concentrate with her like rubbing her face in my hand.